courage who needs to be encouraged. We're going to be able to hear a download, a word from the Lord on in a moment of time to speak that word to someone who needs it. Okay, but if we're not doing what we should be doing, enduring hardship as a good soldier, okay, considering it pure joy as we're going through a trial, pressing forth in the things of God, we're going to miss that. And then somebody's going to be left hurting without the help that God had intended them to have. Okay, and God's grace is always sufficient. Okay, I'm just really having it on my heart to share with us, just to be encouraged, to be ready, to be used by God at any moment of any day, of when he calls us to be used by him. So, I want to share with you guys a testimony. August 15th was my birthday, my 38th birthday, and I got to spend it here with you all. And that is amazing, because last year, the day before we opened up our building, I was here serving alongside all you guys, preparing this building to be used the next day for our first church service. I mean, and it blows my mind that it's already been a year. I'm like, I blinked, it's like your kid or something, you blink and all of a sudden they're one and then they're two and then it's like crazy and then we're in here for a year. I'm like, holy smokes, what happened? And so that weekend was a weekend that I'm never going to forget. There are so many things that came together within like a 3-day span that it just blows my mind. So, obviously you guys saw that I was ordained. And that was a very humbling thing and an amazing thing. But also what happened a few days before was I was offered a job. And for those of you who may not know, for the last several years, I have been seeking God about a different job. Okay, I've worked with the same company for 18 years. I've been in the same exact position for 10. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's actually kind of unusual because I got hired in when I was 19 years old. Okay, about a week later I turned 20. But so I guess basically 20. And so I've been there this whole time. And I know like that most people my age don't stay at the same place for 30 years and retire. They've had 4 jobs, 5 jobs by now. Okay, so I was a little bit different in that regard, but within my organization, I had moved around to different places and done different things, and that kind of helped me stay there, but I'd been in the same job for 10 years. And I just felt like, I was ready to take the next step forward, to do something more, and through a series of events, like, I started to apply for different jobs, okay? I applied for the first 2 or 3, nothing. The next 4, 5, 6, nothing. The first 12, nothing. And then at least I started to get responses, but they were all no's. They were all, thank you for your application. We have filled the position, or we find that, that somebody else is better for our, job right now. Whatever fancy way they word it to try to let you down as gently as possible, but they're really saying, no thanks, we don't hire you. Okay? And so I did that for, I think I started that like 2014. Was a part owner, a co-owner in my own business. Did that for 3.5 years. And through that, I gained a lot of, that didn't quite finish up working out like the way that I wanted it to. And then I took a break for about a year, and then I ended up working for another ministry organization, which was great, doing financial work. But that only lasted for about 8-9 months, and that was done. So then I'm like, okay, I've got some experience now. There's a few other jobs I really tried for. There's some where maybe you fill out an application, and it's like, we'll see what happens. And then there's some that's like, ooh.